Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's so true that when we are looking at our spouse as the source, I think Greg said that when we're plugging into them instead of plugging into the Lord, then genuinely, they're going to disappoint us. And when we're plugged into the Lord, then, you know, our spouse is we don't have those expectations. And it allows us to be joy-filled. But I think the differentiation is when we're not looking to our spouse to make us happy, to experience the feeling that, gosh, you know, when he does do things that make me feel happy, awesome. But there will be those times that he doesn't because he's human. And for me, it's learning that when he doesn't do that, my joy doesn't have to be taken. But there's times that he's going to disappoint me. He's going to hurt me. Usually not on purpose.
Usually. I don't think I ever intentionally hurt you.
But ultimately,
well, there was that one time.
When those things happen, you know what? I'm plugged into the right source. There's times that I do plug into him and it leads to great disappointment.
You know, I know you want to make a point, and I want to make sure you do that. But just the distinction between joy, which is a weightiness, versus happiness. And I think that's the thing, the happy versus holy thing, that there, as Aaron was saying, there are times that are hard in marriage. And so you wouldn't say in this moment I'm happy, but the joy has a weightiness to it. So just a distinction. But go ahead, Greg.
You know, for me, I look at it this way, that I need to be very, very clear where are we heading within our marriage. I have to identify clearly where's that point on the horizon, where are we going, and that's where I would say that I would define that as becoming more like Christ. Now, along the way, it's an amazing journey. So I would separate out going, I know the destination, and we both want to become more like Christ, but within the journey along the way, see, there's so much joy, there's so much fun, there's so much laughter, there's good, there's pain, there's bad. I love and absolutely am passionate about the journey that we're on together. And so although we know the destination, you know, we get to live out that journey that's going to be full of all that. And so I'm with you. When I first heard him say it, I was like, well, that doesn't sound very fun. And yet, if I'm not, you know, if I don't know where we're going, in what really will define success for us. And success, I'm saying, as a married couple, is we become more like Christ. But to be very clear, man, this is an amazing journey. And we get to live that out together every single day. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know if it's going to be the up or the down, the good or the bad, the sickness or the health part. It doesn't matter. We're gonna enjoy this journey. It's so much fun to be on while we become more like Christ.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.